you ruining my show.
WAVA. So I'd like to know when you got the notion. Said I'd like to know when you got the notion. Rock the boat,
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat,
I don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat,
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Ever since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean, we've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Up to now we sailed through every storm, and I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Rock the boat.
Rock on with your betty.
Rock the boat.
Rock on with your betty.
Rock the boat.
Rock on with your betty.
Rock the boat.
Roll yeah, roll yeah,
rock the boat.
Roll yeah, roll yeah,
rock the boat. 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 Rock the boat.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her. But she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight. With me she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Ah, oh, temptation has improved my mind. Oh, temptation has. You've got to love me. Got to love me. Just a game, but just the same, my head is spinning. She's got a way to keep me on her side. It's just a ride, it's never ending tonight. With me she'll be so exciting. I want her all for myself. The temptation eyes looking through my mind. Oh, the temptation eyes. You've got to love me. Tonight.
just listening to your show, and he asked me to give you this.
In the game of love, a man is like a microwave oven. And a woman's like a crock pot, you know what I'm saying? It takes hours. Well, a woman has to be turned on, she has to be in the mood, you have to get her prepared. The guy is sitting there biting his hand because he can't hold on. I mean, it's just not fair, it's like a game of injury. Like, we hit our sexual peak at 17, and women hit their sexual peak at, what, 32? Yeah. And God's upstairs eating popcorn and cracking up at the movie. Right, now, this guy you like, what's the problem?
I mean, he only wants my body, and it's, like, getting on my nerve.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you want him to want?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I want an emotional relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's an emotional relationship?
I don't know.
3/4 pound is weight.
You see, you know what the problem is here? The problem is, guys, you're not honest. See, if you guys were, okay, you guys go into the club, and the woman after you meet her, she goes, what made you come up to me? What made you talk to me? I mean, what was special about me? And you guys, you know, you should come right out there and tell the truth. You should say, hey, man, I knew you would go home and go to bed with me. That's why that's what it is. I looked at that girl over there. She's way out of my league. I knew she wouldn't even give me the time of day. And I looked at, well, that girl over there, she's holding the purse. Yeah, the girlfriends are dancing, and she's like 500 pounds overweight. I thought I could get you. That's why I'm talking to you.
Really?
You're not going to believe this, man. I just went into the bathroom, you know, and a Boy George concert broke out. What do you want, Sue?
Would you like to party?
Do I like to party?
Yeah.
I love to party, Susan.
Well, when would you like to party?
Well, it depends on how much unwanted hair you have. I gotta check my women out thoroughly to make sure they really are women, Susan. Because I get so few, I know, like, a lot of mutations come my way and try to seduce me, you know what I mean?
You know, I'm all woman, honey.
Really?
Oh, God, you better believe it.
Then why do you need 1/4 of a man?
You're not saying too much about yourself.
Well, babe, there's nothing much to say, believe me.
Such a loser.
Well, my parents were both in the union.
611.
C95. Yeah, I need some advice. I want to ask out a girl, but I'm scared she'll like reject me.
Well, we're all afraid of that when we ask out a girl, young man. You just have to be bold. You have to take a chance. You have to walk up and hope she'll like you. And you say, hey, babe, let's have a pizza. And either she says yes or she says no, but either way, you gave it the go. You gave it a try.
Thanks.
And you'll feel better.
Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95. Power 95 with Maze. Hi, who is this?
Oh, I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes, many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize a voice. Okay, is this Marianne?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
What are you doing?
You people would be so proud of me. I was so bad today, man. I spent the entire day rigging the electric doors at Dominic's and Jewel so I could wipe out all the old ladies who like to drive slow. I know it sounds mean, but you should see it when they fly. I love that. C95. Until she wants to talk, right, guys? Yeah. Biggest play in the game. She walks in the room. She says, hey, I want to talk. Let's make it quick before the next play comes up because I really want to see this game. Hey, where you going? What are you leaving the room for? Is that a good talk or a bad talk? Hey, come here. C95.
Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25. For Friday, halfway decent, mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95. Base patrol lines open, 381-1420. Kalamazoo's power connection is Power 95 WKPR Kalamazoo. Mays at 5 p.m. with more of your favorites on the way from Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, and Whitesnake from Compact Disc. Plus your chance to win a weekend for two to Los Angeles in minutes. So keep in touch on your power connection. Power 95. Power 95, KPR. Tigers taking on the White Sox this afternoon in Florida in baseball action, while the Pistons are in Dixie doing battle with San Antonio, and the NCAA regional semifinals get underway tonight in Pontiac. Here's Michael.
Il est 7h18 et c'est Didier avec son poulailler du matin sur RTH 99 Rock. Le soleil perce à travers les nuages aujourd'hui avec ses petits bras musclés. Il sera là tout le temps et toute la semaine. À 14h, les températures prévues sont 20 degrés à Paris-Montmartre, 21 degrés Paris-Trocadéro, 18 degrés au Bourget, 17 à Roissy et 22 degrés chez mes amis de Washington de WAVA. Bonjour Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, John Nolan et Colleen. Salut tout le monde.
Robin, how is it possible? I mean, I may be totally out of line. I love women. I do. I love women. I may be totally out of line. But how is it possible that something that bleeds 5 days every month is human? How is that possible?
Why 107, hey, you fed up with the authority trip your boss is on? Here's a quick way to get fired and still be eligible for unemployment. Give him some chocolate kisses, tell him to use them as suppositories, and let him know that's the closest he's gonna get you to kisses. Y107. Y107, look out. All this week, the bonehead will be table hopping again. Jerry Belletta is knee deep in lunches for two from Froggies on 2nd Avenue and West End. Listen for the song you need to know to win tomorrow from noon till 3 on Y107. Y107, Shaded Dan, loud and proud with a continuous hit music marathon in progress with the likes of Falco, Phil Collins, and Bob Seger from Y107. It's a Y107, Shaded Dan, take me home and tuck me in. Phil Collins, wrapping up a one-hour continuous hit music marathon with another one seconds away. You can pick up Mamas in Ocean County's official Top 40 hit list. Ask for it at your favorite record shop. And if they don't have it, say, hey, Storekeep, where's that Y107 Top 40 hit list?
Divorce.
That's a problem.
Sucks.
I know.
I'm doing my real bad school now.
Well, what's the problem, man? Are they fighting?
Yeah, they were, but, I mean, the divorce really sucks.
Of course it sucks.
I love my parents, man.
Well, that's the important thing, dude, that you keep loving them and that they keep loving you.
Yeah, I mean, but my dad might move somewhere far away, man. That really sucks.
Yeah, it does, man. I don't know
who I want to live with either.
Well, I just, you know, if you live with your mom or you live with your dad, you're still going to see both parents a lot. Because your dad, you know, even if he leaves, you'll be able to spend the summer with him.
Yeah, that's true. But my dad's getting married to this bitch.
Really? You don't like her?
Craig, he's rich, man.
She's rich?
He's a bitch.
Really? He's probably just jealous because his mom, you know. It's tough, you know, when your parents get a divorce, and a lot of people are. And about the best thing you can do is look at your parents and learn. Try to learn what they did wrong and try to wait and try to settle back and look for the kind of person you want. You know, the kind of qualities you're looking for in a person. You know, you take two cars that look exactly the same on the outside. They have different interior. And that's how you got to be with people, man. You got to look for people you can trust. They got to earn that trust. And then hopefully you get married and you have a family that survives and grows and cherishes one another. Maxi Priest. He's talking about it. There's a lot of outside influence, a lot of problems. But love will conquer all. On Z95.
Ladies.
Y107 AccuWeather from Antelope, Bayhead, and Leonardo. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain, low about 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, high 45. Thoroughly something Thursday, partly sunny, high 60. And currently, humans and space creatures alike, it's 47 degrees.
Y107, your hit music connection is on. WMJY Long Branch. Y107.
Y107, Jada Dan, getting my kick, flapping my lips and pumping out the hits. Mama to Ocean County's direct hit line, 222-9262. For Twisted Tuesday night requests and dedications, if you can't get through on the phones, mail them in to Y107, 156 Broadway, Long Branch, New Jersey. 07740.
They would like to become a radio and a desk jockey.
WAVA. Yeah, can you play the new Oinko Boinko song?
Yes, sir, I'd be glad to. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about becoming a program director of a radio station?
No, why?
Never mind. Thank you.
No. I like to, yeah.
Charlie and Harrigan, WAVA.
We're about your same age. I'm 47. I think Charlie is 50. And they've hired us to do a job here to turn this around and get the adults. And by the way, the ratings show that we really did we're doing a super job of it. But we saw this. We saw this HOV. I never liked it to begin with. And I think the whole Virginia thing is ludicrous. You can't have a radar detector. Oh, you know, has no one ever fought that?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Alan Goodman.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment, you're on your own.
Don and Mike. The Morning Zoo!
Hey, y'all, come on, don't be so tight. Kill my daddy, more money. We will be right back at WMEA. Bye-bye, Mel Perry.
I've been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town, shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I said, blood will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
We'll be right back.
us recreate the eardrums. Yay! Amen. Say it, amen. Amen.
I hear you, but I can't understand.
You don't know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Well, say it.
You asked me if I knew what you'd say.
Well, that's what I said. You ready to be healed?
Yeah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
This is Tammy Faye. I'm going to wrap my case. It was the devil who had caused all of our mistakes. So here's a story how Satan got the upper hand the day the devil took a visit to Jim and Tammy Land. We're back on TV and we want your trust. It was the devil who made Jim all crazy with lust. When he was with Jessica, he didn't want to do it. It was the devil who said, Jim, go ahead, hop to it. Well, the next thing you know, they're both jumping in bed. And the devil, he's a-putting ideas into Jim's head. They're a-whooping and a-laughing all the smutty details. Then the devil told Jessica to try blackmail. Before you know it, it's goodbye PTL. And the devil, he's a-laughing all the way to, you know, we're as innocent as babes. You gotta understand the day the devil took a visit to Jim and Tammy Land. Now we are back on TV and I'm a-rapping to you. And if you want, you can send us your money too. We've learned from our mistakes, we got a better plan than when the devil took a visit to Jim and Tammy Land. The devil made us do it. It's not our fault.
WAVA, Arlington, Washington.
Ain't they creeps? White, Catholic, and obese. Don and Mike's Morning Zoo on WAVA. Ain't they creeps?
We will be right back at WAVA.
Right now, come into a Washington-area Chevy dealer, walk right up and say...
Give me five.
Yeah, you could win $5,000.
I'm going to win $5,000.
There's a new winner every week. Just test drive any new Chevy car, truck, or van, from Cavalier to Beretta, S10 Blazers to full-size pickups. New shipments mean there are thousands to choose from. So your Washington-area Chevy dealers are making great deals today.
I've got my eye on a Corsica, a red one.
Nice choice, but to enter to win $5,000, there's no obligation. Nothing to buy.
Did I win yet?
Just walk in and say,
give me five.
You could be this week's winner. Take the Gimme Five test drive and you could win $5,000. Just one more reason to come into your Washington area Chevy dealer now. You must be a licensed driver at least 21 years old. Test drive a new Chevy or pick up a mail-in entry. See your participating Chevy dealer for official rules. Promotion ends January 28th, 1989.
Bacardi Imports presents the comedy event of the year. That's right, it's the first annual Comedy Congress, and it convenes January 7th at 8 p.m. at the Warner Theater. So what exactly is the Comedy Congress? Well, it's Robert Klein, Jerry Seinfeld, and Sinbad all together for one night to keep you in stitches. Sponsored by Bacardi Import, with all proceeds benefiting Comic Relief. So why not pick up some tickets for a hilariously entertaining evening with the Comedy Congress, January 7th at the Warner Theater. Tickets are on sale now at the Warner Theater, Ticketron, and Ticket Center, or by calling Teletron at 1-800-543-3041. That's 1-800-543-3041. And for those of you who need a comedy appetizer, head down to Garvin's downtown for the Bacardi's Funniest Washingtonians Contest. It's open to all, and best of all, proceeds go to Comic Relief. That's Garvin's on January 5th and the Comedy Congress with Robert Klein, Jerry Seinfeld, and Sinbad on the 7th at the Warner Theater.
Are you getting married? If there's a wedding in your future, get ready for the country's greatest bridal extravaganza. It's the Great Bridal Expo, presented by Bill Heaton, the nation's leading wedding expert. This is the one bridal show that must not be missed by any bride or groom. See the very best in wedding photography, video, music, caterers, jewelers. Experience the ultimate bridal fashion show that rivals Broadway, the largest tuxedo show anywhere from after six formal wear. The incredible honeymoon show featuring the U.S. Virgin Islands. You can win your dream honeymoon or any of over $150,000 in fantastic prizes.
This is Bill Heaton. Your wedding is the most important occasion of your life, and I'll help you make it the best it can be.
Register now for the Great Bridal Expo. Call 1-800-422-EXPO. 1-800-422-EXPO. Get a free bonus bridal magazine just for calling. Call 1-800-422-EXPO now for the
Great Bridal Expo.
The news is next with David Haynes on
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
can't believe I'm gonna be sick.
This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients.
Our phone lines are open and police are standing by. The national manhunt has begun. Your calls to 1-800-CRIME-88 could lead to the capture of America's most wanted.
David Haynes
is next!
We told you so, Great Britain! The continuing saga of Washington's mayor beefing up the fight against drugs in PG. Washington weather, some sunshine today. High gonna be 35. Good morning, Washington. Time now, 6:03. I am David Haynes. News update and comment. On our London line this morning, I hear here, Britain now says it has independent information confirming that chemical plant in Libya was indeed built to make chemical weapons. This is the first British comment on that Libyan chemical factory. We told you so, Great Britain. Washington, you hear the latest on your Mayor Barry? Now a federal grand jury subpoenaing records of Mayor Barry and some top D.C. officials about the mayor's visit to that Northwest Ramada Inn hotel last month. Mayor Barry's news secretary says his honor will cooperate fully with the U.S. attorney for D.C. and will comply with any subpoena a grand jury may issue for Mayor Barry. PG County, your county exec Glenn Denning is out with a six-point program to fight drug use and abuse in PG County. It includes a residential drug treatment center for teenage drug addicts instead of sending juvenile drug abusers outside PG County for treatment. In Fairfax, today, a jury resumes deliberations this morning in that $10 million lawsuit, a negligent lawsuit against the Boy Scouts of America, the case filed by a Reston Boy Scout abused when he was age 12. Former Scoutmaster Carlton Bittenbender is doing 30 years in the slam for abusing the boy and two other boys in his troop. At the Space Place, the next shuttle flight, next month, now delayed 5 days to February 23rd. No technical problems. NASA just says it needs a few extra days to finish scheduled work on Discovery's 5-day mission. So what else is new? Those do-it-yourself radon test kits don't always work the way they're supposed to. Three, count them, three do-it-yourself radon test kits recommended by EPA are inaccurate, more than 25% off in measuring the amount of radon in your home. Three companies not up to snuff with their do-it-yourself radon test kits are Douglas Martin & Associates, Behringer Labs, and AirCheck. Obituary, the chairman of the board of the Time Journal Company of Springfield, Florence Ryder, has died at age 88. The Times Journal publishes the Suburban Journal newspapers, as well as the Army Times, Navy Times, Air Force Times. And finally, from Phoenix, Arizona, where a school-age girl, hear this, in Phoenix, a school-age girl got a watch, a wristwatch, for Christmas. Only trouble is her watch was stopped, so she took the watch to the jeweler for a new battery. The jeweler told a girl it didn't need a battery. He explained to the girl it was a wind-up watch. And she exclaimed, "A watch that does not need batteries? What a neat idea!" On the hardboard courts of the NBA, Washington won the Bullets over Charlotte, 109-86. On ice last night, Caps and New York Rangers tied at 3-3. David Haynes, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time, now 6:06, 6 after 6.
Hey, Nancy, I didn't know you were coming to this fundraiser. John and I never miss a chance to put on our dancing shoes. Speaking of shoes, where did you get yours? They're so different, and they match your dress exactly.
They're dyeables from Han Shoes. I took my dress watch to the store, and their experts dyed the shoes and an evening bag to match in only 48 hours.
A satin handbag and shoes with beading? You must have spent a fortune.
At Hans, satin dyeable shoes are only $38. And that beading is actually a clip-on ornament. See? They have loads of bows and things to choose from.
Good deal. But I could never dance all night in those heels.
For the same $38, you can get a high heel, a low heel, or something in between. And in so many sizes and widths. And you know Hans quality? They guarantee satisfaction 100%.
Okay, but what if you get tired of that custom color?
I'd take the shoes back to Hans and have them dyed black for free. That's part of the deal. Then I'd convince John I need a new dress.
Oh, that's great.
Look for their booth at the Great Bridal Expo.
A few early morning problems to watch for. First, an accident on the inner loop up north. It's before Persimmon Tree, and an ambulance is on the scene, so watch out for those early delays. Another accident being cleared right now, east-west highway, east of Colesville Road. And over in Fairfax, an accident resulting in a water main break. It's westbound on Franconia Road at Commerce Street. Westbound Franconia, the right turn lane's blocked. And southbound Commerce Street, you'll find the right lanes are blocked there as well. And officials say that this will be with us through the rush hour, so watch out for those delays building through this morning drive. This traffic update brought to you by the Metro Washington Council. Beat the traffic blues. Join a carpool or vanpool through the Ride Finders Network. It's a free service of your local governments. Just call 783-7665. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
What a neat idea. Here's your fun-loving Washington weather. Sunny this morning, going to become partly cloudy this afternoon. No problem today. High going to be 35. Then, tonight, A mix of sleet and freezing rain and snow after midnight tonight, the overnight low 25. Wouldn't it be nice if the weatherman was wrong again? I like it when the weatherman's wrong. Tomorrow, a mix of sleet and freezing rain and snow tomorrow morning, ending tomorrow afternoon. Friday's high, 38. Right now, winds northwest at 9, wind chill factor 4 above. Temperatures, Dallas 19, PWI 14, National 20, 20. Fun-loving degrees at 6:09. 9 after 6, I am David Haynes. News, update, and comment. W!
You have the ability to talk about affairs of the heart without using graphic sexual terminology.
ABA!
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now. It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up. Now you know it's time. Come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9. And the Morning Zoo with Don and Mike is next.
From the Marion Room, inside Fetroplex Center, in scenic, beautiful Arlington, Vietnam, it's the Morning Zoo Show!
Starring Don Geronimo, and featuring Mike O'Mara, with David Haynes, Kim Boomer Anderson, Frank and Diana Effie, and the entire zoo crew. Today, it's Thursday, and hey, everybody, we're sure happy it's Thursday! We'll have an incredible celebrity recipe available for your office via the fax machine. Stay tuned. Plus, more details on the saga of Mayor Marion Barry. Plus, a man sees space aliens and a lot more tomfoolery and hijinks. But, hey, it's time to start the show. And let's say hi to a man who chose to be a DJ, even though he was Top Gun in his fighter pilot class.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Geronimo!
Oh, thank you. Say before we start the show that we're going to have to come up with some way of disciplining Frank today. And that reason would be, do you realize after all that energy we spent yesterday, all that love we let go yesterday, Dan Quayle's birthday is not January 4th, it's February 4th. I don't know, maybe we have to cut off one of his fingers or something. So stand by, Frank.
You Don Geronimo.
Yes.
Good.
And now won't you please welcome a man who went out and bought in the clapper
yeah.
a month early.
Yeah.
Here's Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Frank, come over here. I'm going to take your whole hand.
Oh, Don and Mike.
Girl, it was only Dan Quayle.
W-A-V-A.
More on that in a moment. 11 past 6 at WAVA. Here are the top 10 worst jokes I heard yesterday.
Oh, boy.
I've been hearing a lot of jokes recently. Number 10, why does Magic Johnson wear tennies?
Why does Magic Johnson wear tennies?
Because 90s are too small for him. Number 9, what's the difference between ooh and ah?
What is the difference between ooh and ah?
About 6 inches.
Whoa!
Number 8. Why do Italian guys have mustaches?
Why do Italian guys have mustaches?
So they can look like their mothers.
Oh.
And number 7.
Ew.
Why do women in New Jersey wear long skirts?
Why do women in New Jersey wear long skirts?
To hide the no-pest strip.
Oh.
Number 6.
That's good. I like that.
If Tarzan and Jane were from Potomac, Maryland, what would Cheetah be?
What would Cheetah be?
A fur coat.
Oh.
Number 5. The answer is Jagger, Nelson, and Clark.
What is the question?
Name a Mick, a Rick, and a Dick. I mean, Mick Jagger, Rick Nelson, and Dick Clark.
There you go.
Number 4, what do you call kids who are born in houses of ill repute?
What do you call kids who are born in houses of ill repute?
Brothel sprouts. Number 3, why don't they use 911 in Manassas?
I don't know, why don't they use 911 in Manassas?
Well, they can't find 11 on their telephone.
No!
Number 2, what kind of tires does Mayor Barry have on his limo?
What kind of tires does Mayor Marion Barry have on his limo?
Snow tires.
Hey.
And the number 1 worst joke I heard yesterday.
Number 1?
Why did God invent women?
Why did God invent women?
Because sheep can't cook.
1, 2, 3.
I said they were men.
Daddy.
I did say that, right? They're the worst jokes?
The worst jokes. You said
I heard yesterday. We're going to kill Frank in just a moment. Stay tuned. Jingle singers.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Wave On Morning Zoo. And me, I'm talking like a DJ. Hi there.
Don't ask me what you know is true.
Music Power 105.
Hey, Jerry Lewis.
Bringing you into a little spontaneous Jerry there.
Oh, I love it.
At 19 minutes after 6 o'clock at WAVA with the Wave of Morning Zoo. And hello, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And a pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we are fat.
We are white.
We are Catholic.
And we are
sick about it. And here's the weather. Let me read you the latest weather forecast we have here.
Thursday weather.
Okay, sunshine this morning, cloudy this afternoon, high today 35. Simple enough. Tonight, sleet, freezing rain, and snow after midnight.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, a mix of sleet, freezing rain, and snow. Tomorrow morning, ending by tomorrow afternoon. Right. Once again, it's that accurate WAVA weather forecast that we've all come to know and love.
And of course, I have heard other versions of this.
We're not even going to go into that now. But who did you hear? Is it from Bill Kamal again?
Kamala, the Ugandan headhunter. I heard him, and
See, that's the problem now. Bill Kamal is one of those guys that likes to stir people into a frenzy, and you listen to him on the Mutual Radio Network on your way into work in the morning. Now, and what did he say before the last storm? 7 inches?
He said there was a potential in the Mid-Atlantic region because he does the national thing, but he said this time, and I don't know whether this forecast is close to what he said too. He said that there's the chance of a major
oh geez
ice storm in Washington D.C. He said that. He said
I got
that.
Your ice storm right here.
You know what an ice? Now an ice storm is, it would not be like a mixture of snow and sleet. An ice storm would be basically all freezing rain.
Ice. Maybe that's why they call it an ice storm.
Coating
be a lot
the roads.
Of ice.
Coating the roads with a very dangerous coating of sheer.
Oh, now don't start. I mean, you're already getting into it with a dangerous coating of sheer ice.
Yeah, well, that's just what he said. I'm just passing that along. But I don't know what to think myself. I really don't.
I don't believe it. I think it'll do something tonight. It'll do one of those three things. It'll probably rain. They always screw it up. It'll most likely probably rain tonight.
Yeah, but, you know, they were talking about the high-pressure system that is stalled
over. When are you going to become a believer? When are you going to become
a believer in what?
In the fact that these guys are wrong.
I'm not. Now, don't put me on the side of the weather, man. I'm just relaying what I hear. I'm not saying whether I believe it or not. But you see, what we've got now, that Alberta Clipper brought in a Canadian high. And what's going to happen is a low-pressure system is going to come in, but the stalled Alberta Clipper high will cause the temperatures on the bottom near the roads and stuff like that to freeze, and then the low-pressure system is going to be warm, meaning that it's going to be rain. There you have it.
All right. Well, thanks for clearing that up
for me. You know, I could forecast the weather better.
You should.
Then I should give you my forecast.
Well, what do you think? Because I already said I think it's just going to rain. What do you think?
I think we're going to have a sleet covering, but it's going to be light sleet. And now I'm really in trouble if I say it's going to be sleet. It's not going to be freezing rain. It's going to be that stuff that bounces off the hood of your car. And you'll have to drive.
The stuff that bounces off the hood of your car is hail, though, right?
Sleet is the same thing, basically. Hail is like bigger sleet.
No, hail is froze. Hail is frozen.
Hail is froze.
Hail is
hail is froze. I went down to hail. I said it's froze down here. I don't know. Forget it. I'm not going to try to predict the weather.
Sleet is like sludge, right? Am I wrong about that? Except it's a little harder.
Sleet is like
like a slurpee.
It's not
like
snow. It's not snow. It's not freezing rain. It's sleet. Like, it bounces around.
And hail those little... I've never seen hail. You're holding your hands like as big as a baseball.
What I'm saying is, you know, you hear about thunderstorms when they have golf ball-sized
hail. And I've never seen that, incidentally. That seems to be another one of these lies perpetuated by these weathermen who just want everybody to be in a panic. I've seen hail that's about as big as that, about as big as a BB.
Oh, I've seen hail that big. I've seen hail 2 feet in diameter falling out of the sky.
Welcome to Panic 105 WAVA. So that's the weather. It might do something tonight. And again, of course, they've always put it off to after midnight.
Sure, of course.
Just a way of totally covering their behind.
You are absolutely right about that, because they say, it could start sometime after midnight. And then it starts at 8 o'clock in the evening. I don't know. What are we going to do?
All right, that's the weather. We're going to do what we did yesterday. We went down to Channel 7. It was decided that Fred Weiss from Channel 7 was the weatherman that we were going to teach a lesson to.
Right.
I wanted simply to take off his pinky finger. Mike wanted to go for the whole hand.
Setting an example for the other weathermen, Don. I think that's the thing. He's going to retire. He doesn't need it anyway, so I thought, you know, it'd be best to set an example.
We've got Fred Weiss's left hand now hanging up on our wall back in our office. We got it mounted like some guys when they would have deer heads mounted on their walls. We got Fred Weiss's hand mounted on our wall.
I brought in a little gag that I had, a little thing made out of cloth, and I said, Fred, open your mouth, and I put the thing in, and he was going, and then you took both your hands and held his arm down.
And we made Frank do it. We actually made Frank do the dirty work for us.
Yeah, but I went out and bought him a brand new cleaver right before he came down.
We're going to be hearing that same sound later this morning when we get to our friend Frank, our little lovable producer here, because Frank called me last night about, I don't know, maybe about 7:30, and as a matter of fact, called me right in the middle of a little SEX with my WIFE.
Congratulations.
So I had to say, hold on, I'll call you back. And it just took like, 90 seconds, 2 minutes. I called him right back. And the first thing he said is, hey, today wasn't Dan Quayle's birthday.
Oh, man.
And then I proceeded to get the story from Frank. Apparently, it was in one or two of our research sources that it was his birthday yesterday. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of other DJs on that little computer that we have had written that it was Dan Quayle's birthday. So as far as Frank knew, it was Dan Quayle's birthday. And really, technically, we can't get that mad at Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Because how is Frank supposed to know when Dan Quayle's birthday is, really?
We saw it in print. It was in print in a number of sources that Frank looks through.
But still, it's a good chance to discipline Frank if we really wanted to.
Just to show him, you know,
who's boss.
Who's boss. I think that's important.
I mean, last night I acted on the phone like it was no big deal.
Right.
But I think he could tell. I think he could tell that there was going to be some kind of punishment coming his way.
You know, he really, if you were not to punish Frank after a mistake like that, even though it wasn't his fault, he might think that he could just make mistakes whenever he wants to. And see, the setting the example.